Namaste. Hello, dear listener. This is your host, Nivi, on Stories of India Retold podcast. Hope you're doing well. I have a short announcement to make. Not sure if you've noticed, but I have not uploaded an episode for a while. And it's not because I'm done with podcasting. Quite the opposite, actually. I'm back with what hopefully you will find to be a better version of the podcast, with better storytelling and even podcast videos. Yes, I've finally made the decision to jump on that bandwagon. So this is where we were at. I have released about 30 episodes so far, and I have been constantly trying to learn and improve. I've always believed that these stories deserve a better retelling, and so here I am, trying to do a better job. I will start yet again from the beginning of the story of the Mahabharata, giving it the attention that it deserves, putting into practice everything I've learned about podcasting and storytelling in the past year or so since I started this journey. I apologize if you've already listened to it and feel like you don't want to spend your time listening to these stories again. I understand that, but I promise you, the episodes will feel, look, and sound different. And I really wanted to do the best I can with this podcast. So I hope you will give it a listen. Today I will be releasing two episodes. The first one is about Mahabharata. Who is Vedavyasa? Why he composed Mahabharata? Who and what it is about? Why it is considered the greatest story ever told? And why it means so much to the people of India? The second episode is about Bhishma. His birth and background, why he took a vow of celibacy and gave upon his rightful place as the heir to the throne. You will find the podcast on your favorite podcast app. You will find the video podcast on YouTube and Spotify. Also, let's connect. Find me on Instagram, Facebook. I'm also on Threads. I would love to hear from you. I will leave the details in the episode description. I hope to see you here soon. Thank you so much for your continued support. I really, really appreciate it. Dhanyavada.